Dear friends, I believe many of us have had narrow escapes in our life. Probably a narrow escape from a bad accident when we were crossing the road. Or even an embarrassing incident in our life. Or a disaster, or even imminent death. You know, some of us would immediately respond by saying, yes, there were moments in our life that we had a narrow escape. We escape from the danger, from the disaster, or even death. On the same note, I believe many of us will confess from the bottom of our heart there was a certain supernatural intervention that saved us from a certain destruction. The passage that we just heard today, Psalm 124, is a passage that David is speaking about the narrow escape that he had in his life from the threats, from the enemies. And he's not only speaking for himself, but he's also speaking for God's people by saying, you know, God is so wonderful. And because of him, you had an escape and you were saved. And today we want to draw strength from God's word and also some of the lessons that God is teaching us. If God is not present in our life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, as we look at your word, we pray for inspiration, O God. We pray that you'll open our hearts and minds, O Father, to see that you are the fortress, our help, a God that we can always love, a God we can always serve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, I believe there were moments in our life, each and every one of us have asked this question, the what if question. What if? Particularly in a time like this, during the pandemic, you know, we would have asked this, what if the pandemic would have not happened? Probably there will be so many things that we will be doing in our life. What if I would have taken a different job altogether? Maybe my income would have been totally different. What if I've chosen a different career path? Or what if I've not said those things or done those things that caused, you know, problems or misunderstanding? We tend to ask the what if question many times in our life. You know, some parents play this what if games with the kids because to start a conversation with their kids and also to mentally prepare them for different, particularly for challenging situations in their life. In the psalm that we just read, Psalm 124, David is also asking the what if question. What if the Lord was not with us? He recalls the threats, the enemies that he faced and even the Israelites faced as they followed God. God was so faithful, preserving the entire nation. And so he calls the people of God to reflect on the question. He says, what if the Lord has not intervened? What if God was not on your side? What if the Lord has left us to ourselves in the moments of our greatest needs? Like the psalmist, I think we too need to ask those questions and reflect each and every day of our life. If God was not with us in the past year, in the past month, or even the past week, or even a day, I believe our life would be totally different. So when we begin to dwell on this particular passage and when we begin to reflect on God's goodness and his faithfulness in our life, you know, it gives us strength and confidence, not only in the present, but also hope for the future. And in this particular passage, it's very interesting, you know, David is looking by asking, you know, what if God was not present with us? If the Lord was not with us in our journey, in our lives, working in our lives, intervening in our lives, what would have transpired? At the same note, he's also asking, you know, when God is on our side, what are the blessings that we will receive? So let's look at the first couple of verses that he's using. You know, he says, what if God is not on our side? What if God is not on our side? You know, when David speaks, he's assuming, he was just asking people to reflect. God was always present in the lives of this people, of the chosen people in David's life and in also in the life of this nation. But he was just reflecting, if God was not there for us, what would have happened? Where would our lives be? And so he's just asking and just reflecting. And let's look at this verse. He says, if the Lord has not been on our side, he says, let Israel say. And he repeats by saying, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. And in verse 5, he says, the raging waters would have swept us away. Wow, when you look at the metaphors David is seeing, you see the intents of the enemy, the kinds of attacks, the threats they were facing. He uses the metaphors that speaks about real danger, that they were constantly under attack. They were trapped by one's enemies, my friend. You know, when you look at the passage, it's very interesting the way he uses this metaphors. It seems like a great dragon-like monster that would have actually swallowed them up totally alive. And then when he speaks about flood waters, he speaks of it as though, you know, they would have been overwhelmed by the flood waters, just carrying people away. They would be swept away. He also pictures the danger of being completely devastated and destroyed by the depth of the flood. You know, the passage tells us that the enemy was much larger. And the enemy was so dedicated to destroy the life of David and also the life of God's people. Can you imagine if God was not present in the life of these people? What would have happened? They would have continued to be in bondage in Egypt because they were slaves in the ancient Egypt. They would have continued. Their life would have been hopeless. No one would have saved them. Even if they would have saved themselves or went into the desert, you know, they would have been hungry with no food, no guidance, no help from above. The enemies would have attacked them and would have swallowed them alive. And so David is reflecting, if God was not with us, if the presence of God was not felt in our lives, his leading was not there, his providence was not to be found in our life, we would have been totally destroyed. Nations would have come against us. You know, when David writes, he's not reflecting the time of Israel itself, but also during his time too. Because during the time of David, what was happening? Many foreign nations were against God's people. They attacked Israel many times. And one of the most powerful nations were the Philistines. They attacked. But in those incidents, God was with them. If God was not on their side, they have been totally destroyed and ripped off from everything. And so when David writes, you know, he's writing with humility. And he's honest before the sight of God. He acknowledges if God was not on our side. We realize he's repeating the passage. In other words, he's inviting, he's gathering his people. He wants them to echo along with him, to sing praises to God. So he's emphasizing, he wants people to affirm if God has not been on our side. And that's why he says, let Israel say. And so he encourages them to reflect and to acknowledge God's goodness and blessings. You know, when you look at this passage, we tend to ask this question, how does this relate to me or even to us as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ? Many of us would agree that during these times, or many a times, you know, there are moments in our life, you know, that we go through challenging moments in our life. Particularly in this pandemic time, there's a sense of being emotionally or even physically or even spiritually overwhelmed by the challenges of this pandemic. And you know, it's not over. And if you realize today, the mental health issues is a topic that's been spoken a lot today, even in the global arena. Recently, I came across an article, a recent article by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. And when I was reading, I was just bothered by this article because according to the article, it says the World Health Organization estimates that there are around 450 million people currently suffering with mental illness, making this as a leading cause of disability worldwide, my friend. What a shocking news. When they were reflecting on Canada, they say it affects more than 6.7 million of us. In fact, one in two Canadians have or have had an experience of this nature. What an alarming situation that the world is in. You know, when you look at the dangers that's happening in the world and also in the passage that we just read, there are moments that the dangers are very internal because what happens in our life, the fears, the worries, the anxiety, like, takes us away from loving this God. But at the same time, we also have to be aware there are dangers of the unseen too, where Satan is always there to devour us from living a committed life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, no, remember, if God was not for us or on our side, it would have been a different scenario altogether. God has saved us. So he wants the people to remember, if God was not on our side. Dear friends, I just want us to take a moment to ask ourselves even this question. Have you ever felt there was no one on your side? Or even felt as if God has turned his back towards you? Or maybe you feel your prayers have gone unanswered. There are moments we feel that we're all alone. There is no one for us, or even God has turned his back towards us. But the more I look at Scripture, if you're a child of God, my friend, you know, Scripture assures us. Before that, when you look at it, you know, there's a difference between feelings and reality. Many a times our feelings are, you know, as if God is not there for us. But in reality, when we trust him, the Lord is with us all the time, every time of our life, every moment of our life, my friend, he is there, and that's a fact and that's a reality. And so David was saying, if God was not on our side, things would have been chaotic, things would have been different. Things would have been just upside down. We would have been swept or even eaten alive. But then he comes by saying and assures the people, you know, God was on our side. He says, God was on our side. Here he affirms this. And let's read. He says in verse 6, praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare had been broken and we have escaped. We have escaped like a bird, he says. The snare had been broken And in verse 8, he says, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so in these verses, he's speaking about, you know, God was on his side. They were caught, almost like caught like a bird in the fowler's net. But then they were able to escape because of God's help. God was there. God gave them the freedom. God delivered them from the trap of the evil one, my friend. Because God was on their side. Throughout history, if you realize, I think the Old Testament speaks about, repeatedly speaks about, that God's people were always in great danger. They were found themselves in great dangers, but they were always guarded and protected. Many times, God gave them the freedom. And so he says, praise God. We are never without help. That's what David is saying here. There's no place we can go where God is unable to reach us. You know, when David says this, he speaks with a lot of humility. He's not talking about capability. He's just talking about humility. He says it's because of God. Because of God. You know, when we look at the passage, it also reminds us, we should also bear in mind that even when God is on our side, it does not mean that we are exempted from suffering. That there is no pain or challenges that we will encounter in our life. We see challenges each and every moment. Because the Bible speaks about suffering as normal. Part of this suffering comes from the fact we live in a fallen world, and this kind of suffering falls on Christians and even non-Christians alike. But when we look at Scripture more, we realize for followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, the picture can be more sobering, my friend. The Bible actually promises us persecution. The Bible promises us suffering for our faith. Because the world is always in rebellion against God. The world hates God, my friend. And they hated the Lord Jesus Christ. They even crucified him on the cross. Today, you and I can be tempted or even tested or even be tried, my friend. You know, when I was looking at this passage, I was just reminded of a story, a beautiful story of a person who worked in the Salvation Army by the name of Samuel Brengel. Samuel Brengel was a worker. He worked many years in Boston with the Salvation Army. One day, as Samuel was just passing by a saloon, a man threw a brick at his head. You know, the aim was so good that Brengel nearly died. But unfortunately, you know, he has to spend almost 18 months to recover from the hurt. You know, during that time of 18 months, he wrote a little book entitled Helps to Holiness. And thousands of copies were published. You know, very interestingly, after he recovered from the 18 months, he began to preach, and people would often come and say, "No, thank you for that book. For that book, it was so powerful and so interesting." You know, Brengel will respond by saying, "If there had been no little brick, there had been no little book. If there had been no little brick, there had been no little book." Interestingly, his wife saved the brick, and on it, she wrote Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. It says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now been done, the saving of many lives. Yes, my friend, there are moments that we go through difficulties, but the Lord has not forsaken us. God is always there but has to help us when we trust Him, when we lean on to Him. There are moments that God allows, He saves us. There are moments He wants us to go through so that we can experience His power and that God can fulfill His purpose in His life. You know, finally, let me read verse 8, you know, and conclude. But he says, "My help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heaven and earth." And so David, when reflecting on God's goodness, God's faithfulness, he's saying, my help, in other words, he's saying, you know, I'm going to trust God. My help, he uses in a very present tense, in the name of the Lord. In other words, he says, I'm going to continue to trust God. Because when I reflect, when I look back, I'm just reminded of His goodness, of His faithfulness. I'm alive today because of Jesus. And I'm going to trust Him. And that's the confidence that he's laying on God, my friend. And he says, the God who created the heaven and the earth, the Almighty God, the God who is in power, the sovereign God. He's not an ordinary God. He's the God of the entire universe, and I'll trust him. So in other words, he says, there is no enemy that's too great for the Lord to handle. Dear friends, I think when we look at the passage, we need to ask this question. Do we really trust in this all-sufficient help, God who's able to help us in times of trouble and need? Let me conclude by sharing a real story that took place in history. I believe many of us have read the life of Abraham Lincoln. President Abraham Lincoln was a very influential man, a great person. You know, he was the president at one of the most critical periods in the American history. In the heat of the American Civil War, one of Lincoln's advisors came to him happily and said, you know, that he was grateful that God was on the side of the Union. He said, and I'm just grateful because God was on the side of the Union. You know, to which Lincoln surprisingly or even made a profound statement. He said, "Sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right." He said, "My greatest concern is to be on God's side because God is always right." Right. What a profound, what a powerful statement, my friend. We have to be on God's side if He is to be on ours, my friend. How can we be on God's side? How do we ensure that we are on God's side when our heart, when our attitude are in step with God? When we seek His will rather than just attempting to please others. Let me challenge you. Let me invite you to make your greatest concern, your priority, to be on God's side because God is always right, my friend. Is God on your side? Is God on your side? Is God on our side? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, as we look back, we are reminded, O God, if you were not with us, our lives would have been totally different, O God. We might be soaked with sadness, loneliness, with doubts, fears, or even anxieties. Because of your presence in our life, because of your unfailing love in our life, O God, Father, we can boldly say that we are alive because of Jesus. And as David, O God, help us to put our trust in you and say that this God is my helper because he's the one who created the heavens and the earth. Help us, O God, to come to you, to place our faith on you, and help us, O Lord, to be on your side. All times, always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.